This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And now, Rafizi Ramli reportedly has some words for his rivals in PKR. Let it go and move on.
Sounds very philosophical. So Rafizi was officially declared as the PKR deputy president yesterday, and he beat Dato' Sri Saifuddin Nasution Ismail by 16,668 votes. So now he's basically calling for his rivals within the party to accept the defeat and move on. And he claimed that candidates who had lost, particularly Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim's former aide, Farhash Wafa Salvador Rizal Mubarak, were questioning the results to prevent them from being ratified at the party's upcoming National Congress, hence where the let it go and move on comes from. And he basically said that the official results of the polls should be ratified and that the party must hold its annual Congress soon so that they can focus on upcoming efforts like IOH Malaysia, which is supposed to sort of herald the coming of the general election. Also talked about the importance of holding on to public confidence in the party.
So this comes after the official, this comes after ballots were purged from the tally by the internal election committee in the party because of irregularities that were found in an external forensic audit. And the audit, I mean, didn't change this result, but it did change some others, including for the PKR women's chief election. And so that's where the kind of other noise is coming from. And in response to these comments, Farhash, who, as we mentioned, failed in his bid for the vice president post, as well as the Gombak PKR chief post, said it seemed that Rafizi wanted to stop the truth from coming out, also saying, "I strongly deny these claims, which only serve to slander me and the efforts of the grassroots to ensure transparency of the election results." So some back and forth, some rumblings, I think was the word we used earlier. I'm just going to use it again. Let us know what you think. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to unpack this is Adib Zalkapli, Director of Bar Group Asia. Adib, as always, welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me.
So first up, let's look at the response within PKR following on Rafizi Ramli's recent deputy president win. What are some of the main reactions you've been seeing or hearing about?
Well, I think there have been mixed reactions. I mean, from all sides, you can see some excitement among PH supporters. You know, as you know, Rafizi is, I mean, quite popular with the middle class crowd, you know, the English speaking urban voters, you know, in some, especially in this part of the country. Of course, there are those who are, you know, dismissive of his election victory. You know, some are very you know, skeptical of his approach, you know, in the past of relying on big data, as he like to explain his campaign approach. You know, there are also, of course, you know, unwelcome, no reactions from the other side of the political divide. You know, those who had to face Rafizi's active campaign against, especially against corruption, against allegations of misuse of public funds before the last general election. So you can see it's a mixed reactions. You know, it's interesting from all sides of the political divide, and you see, you know, whether they're from the opposition or from the government. I mean, it's either they like him or they don't like him.
So a fair amount of this dissatisfaction is coming because of that external forensic audit. Where is this coming from, really?
To be fair to the party, I think on online voting, I think it's still new in this country. I think there are a lot of questions can be raised about the integrity of the system. You know, without going too much details on the technicality of it, I think it's to be expected for this kind of system to be questioned. And also, I think if you look at the history of the party, I think the party has seen worse contests. It's always been heated. In the past, it even led to, you know, mass resignation of party leaders. You know, so this is not new in PKR. If you look at the history of the party contest, you know, in fact, they had their deputy president defected to another party not too long ago. So this is, you know, for PKR, I guess it's a normal process.
So in response to all this, Rafizi has said a number of things, urging the party to ignore the noise, asking his rivals to let it go, and saying instead we should work to regain public trust. What did you make of this?
Well, Rafizi entered the contest, you know, with a promise to, you know, rejuvenate the party, to prepare the party properly for the next general election. So in a way, I guess he's showing that he's fulfilling his promises, you know, to focus on the general election rather than the internal disagreement. So he's sending a message, especially to his supporters and also PKR members, and more importantly, party supporters who are not in the party, that there's someone in the party now that is actually focusing on the next general election seriously.
So Rafizi did reference Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim in particular and called on party members to not use their relationships with the president to influence the election outcome. What do we know about Anwar's stand on this?
Well, Anwar, I think as the president, he, in a way, he has done well in distancing himself from the deputy presidency contest, at least publicly, that's what we know. I mean, he's not involved in the debates and all that, in the discussion between the contenders for number two. But yeah, of course, I think Rafizi, as you know, I think he's made it clear throughout the campaign that his he doesn't have good relationship with Anwar's team, you know, people who work closely with Anwar. And yeah, I think the differences will remain for as long as those people who are not aligned with Rafizi are with Anwar Ibrahim.
And what does all this say about Rafizi's standing and, I suppose, security to a degree within the party?
It is winning the number two is not guaranteed. It's not a guarantee that he will be accepted by everyone. You know, in fact, this is not unique to PKR. Winning the party election is just one of many internal battles, you know. So after this, he has to, you know, fight with or compete with older leaders, win over grassroots leaders who have been in the party longer than everyone else, you know. And these challenges are expected. But I think Rafizi has an advantage, right? The fact that, you know, he's very popular, you know, outside the party. He has some credibility after his involvement in the last campaign. But yeah, but it's not a given that he will get the support and the respect from everyone in the party just because he won. So there's still, I guess, a lot of work for him and his team.
So if we take a step back, what are the current groups within PKR and what are some of their main points of disagreement?
Looking from the outside, I think the party was, I mean, historically, the party was formed in a way to attract, you know, as many people as possible, you know, people who did not belong to the establishment. I mean, that's the party history. So we had former UMNO leaders, you know, former Islamists, student leaders, you know, even people who were in their formative years when the Reformasi movement started, you know, people like Rafizi and his cohort. So factions are expected, you know, in this kind of in a party setup like PKR. And I said earlier, it has gone through worse, but looking at the details of their disagreements, you know, and especially through their public statement, it's more of a personality contest, you know, like some, you know, personality, you know, expect to have a popular, wanted to project their popularity in a different way, you know. So it's more of a personality contest rather than fundamental differences.
So some of the conversation around PKR, right, and to a degree an internal push, is also that there should be a united front that is presented to the public, particularly at this point in our political landscape, which is increasingly fractured and, you know, kind of fractious. How do you think these recent events have affected voters' perceptions on the party and its leadership?
I think the political parties, not just PKR, I mean, any political parties will somehow miraculously unite, you know, as we get closer to the general election. And I think when it comes to general election, as we get closer to polling day, I think people will overlook all these differences and I think ask different questions, you know. I mean, so one day before polling, we won't be discussing whether Rafizi or Saifuddin Nasution would be a better deputy president than Rafizi. At that time, all these questions will be irrelevant. So I think the party is party leaders and grassroots leaders, especially, I think, are pragmatic enough not to allow these differences to affect the election campaign. Especially by then, I think this would be all be forgotten.
We have about 2 minutes left. What might all this indicate for the party moving forward?
Well, if looking from the outside, I think the contest, I think it's been a bit of a mess, right? With the online voting, this public disagreements, personality differences. But I think this is part of growing pains. The party it started as a party of protests, party of street protests in the late 90s, early 2000s, and it's now evolved into a national party, a party to be taken seriously. It was once part of the federal government. So I think we can, as they evolve, as the party grows bigger, I think we can expect the internal competitions to get more intense, especially with what is at stake is federal power. If the party plays the card well enough to win the next general election.
Adib, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Adib Zalkafli, director of Bauer Group Asia, weighing in on Rafizi Ramli and a recent statement surrounding, the noise that's been happening in PKR following his win as PKR's deputy president. So he's basically said that the party needs to just ignore that noise and also everybody needs to move on and work together. So we were just looking into that, and send your thoughts our way. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.